It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. The other day, Mr. McGee's doodling on a piece of paper inspired Mrs. McGee to ask,
"Say, McGee, what are you using that pencil and paper for?"
"I'm glad you asked that, kiddo. I was just getting ready to draw me a few plans for a fence I'm going to build."
"I shouldn't wonder after that last one you put together." "Some fence. You just forgot to include the gate, that's all."
"Live and learn, I always say. I guess you got to make plans, though, if you want to get a thing done right."
"Well, now, dearie, isn't that especially true when it comes to life insurance?"
"You're doggone right it is. That's why, folks, the Prudential's famous dollar guide is just about the best friend a man ever had. This little device helps you see right off how much your family will need to get along on if you're no longer here. How much for groceries, clothing, a roof over their heads, and a college education for the kids. Yeah, and how much money you'll need to retire on."
"Well, tell the folks how easy it is to get the dollar guide."
"Just call your Prudential agent and ask him to bring over a helpful dollar guide. He'll show you quicker than a wink how you can guarantee your family the kind of future you've always wanted them to have."
We take you now to room 1505 of the Ritz Waldorf Hotel in downtown Chicago, where a couple of visiting stockholders have been living it up since Thursday. Their bills are being paid by a wealthy financier. And if you think the McGees aren't having fun, just listen.
"Boy."
"Yes, sir?"
"You may serve the bacon and eggs."
"Yes, sir."
"A boy."
"Yes, sir?"
"I don't like eating breakfast alone. Remove all these flowers from the table so I can see my charming wife."
"Yes, sir."
"Well, that's sweet of you, McGee, but I wish you'd quiet down."
"And, oh, a boy."
"Yes, sir?"
"Get these shoes shined while I'm eating. I may want to walk over to the window later and gaze out."
"Oh, don't exert yourself. If you want to gaze out, have them bring the window over here."
"Hmm?"
"Oh, for goodness sake, simmer down. You've had 6 bellboys waiting on you hand and foot ever since they moved us into this fancy suite."
"Well, when Fohnbacher moved us in here, he wanted us to have fun. That's what the hotel staff is here for, to serve us. So live it up, kiddo. How are the eggs?"
"Just delicious. Pass the salt, will you?"
"Sure."
"Imagine a big stock market operator, a rich financier like J. Appleton Fohnbacher, having us moved into this beautiful suite and paying all the bills."
"Sure. All we got to do for this is just smile pretty every time a newspaper photographer takes our picture."
"I don't get it. Why is he doing all this for us?"
"Why? Because Fohnbacher needs me for the stockholders' meeting tomorrow. He needs my help to take over control of Amalgamated Paperclip. That's the why."
"Doesn't Mr. Fohnbacher have about 200,000 shares of that stock?"
"230,000.
"And you've got 3 shares?"
"Right."
"Who did you say needs who?"
"Look, kiddo, there's 500,000 shares in the company. Fohnbacher's got 230,000, and the opposition has 230,000. So far, they're even."
"So?"
"So that leaves 40,000 shares, that whoever gets them votes is going to win control of the company. And you know where them 40,000 shares are?"
"We haven't got them, that's for sure."
"Nope. But they're in the hands of all the hundreds of little stockholders just like us."
"Oh?"
"So that's Fohnbacher's strategy, don't you see? He's entertaining us, taking us around town, getting my picture in the paper to show them other little stockholders that J. Appleton Fohnbacher is the small investor's friend."
"Oh?"
"Here, I'll show you what I mean. Boy."
"Yes, sir?"
"Today's paper."
"Yes, sir." "Here you are, sir."
"Very good. You may open it to the financial page."
"McGee, I'll do it."
"Hmm?"
"You may go, son. Run along home."
"Oh, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. My mother will be so glad to see me. I haven't been home in 3 days."
"Gee whiz, what'd you go and do that for? Now we're left alone here in this great big suite. Helpless."
"Oh, my goodness, look at this picture. You and Mr. Fohnbacher, arm in arm."
"Yep, read what it says."
"J. Appleton Fohnbacher, confident of victory in his fight for control of Amalgamated Paperclip."
"Yep."
"Confided to this reporter that he is considering a place on the board of directors for one of the smaller investors in the company, quote, possibly a bright young man like Mr. Fibber McGee, unquote."
"Well, how do you like them apples, Mrs. McGee? Your husband on the board of directors."
"Well, now don't jump too fast, sweetheart. Oh, it would be wonderful, of course, but it says possibly Mr. McGee."
"Same thing."
"Anyway, don't you think he's just saying that so he can get more of the small stockholders' votes? So he can beat out that other big tycoon, the opposition, what's his name?"
"Gould. Daniel Gould.
Been president of the company for years.
Well, I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder about this Mr. Fonebacher.
Wonder about him? About good old Phony who's paying all our bills and treating us like kings? I never met a sweeter guy.
Well, you don't find Mr. Daniel Gould making you any fancy offers.
Of course not. He's an old fogey. Fonebacher says Gould has got more moss on his back than the north side of a wet rock. That's why the company needs a little... Excuse me a minute, kiddo. Stockholder McGee, about to be director, possibly, speaking. It's, Oh, it's you, sis. It's the operator. Yes, we're up. Who?
What is it?
We had a phone call a while ago. I left word not to disturb us till noon. What's the message, sis? I just read the reports. Yeah. We'll call back. Don't take anything till you hear from me. D.G. D.G.? I don't know any... Hey, wait a minute. Daniel Gould.
What?
Oh, well, thanks a lot, sis. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You hear that, Molly? All this publicity has got the opposition worried. Now, they want to make a deal.
Heavenly days, them too. Oh.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
Be a weekend warrior, earn some extra pay. Be a weekend warrior, on one weekend a month the Navy way. Friends and pals together in the Naval Air Reserve. Officers and enlisted men get 4 days' pay for just 1 weekend. Join the Naval Air Reserve.
The weekend warriors of the Naval Air Reserve fly all types of aircraft, and weekend warriors enjoy the best food, the best free medical and dental care, and the best facilities for fun and recreation for the entire family, and time for each to worship according to his own faith.
Officers and enlisted men get 4 days' pay for just 1 weekend. Join the Naval Air Reserve.
Write or call your nearest Naval Air Station today.
Was that the phone, Molly? The phone, the phone? Was that the phone, the phone?
Good heavens, McGee. Sit down, relax. If that phone rings, you won't miss it. You've got one bellboy holding it in his arms and the rest of them lined up in a row to pass it down to you. How could you fail?
Well, Gould said he'd call right back, and it's been a long time ago since
the message didn't say right back. Here. The desk clerk sent it up. I'll read it to you.
Read it. Go on. Read it again.
It says, just read the report.
Just read the report.
We'll call back.
We'll call back.
Don't take anything until you hear from me. D.G.
D.G. Boy, them big operators sure work fast. The news about Fonebacher making me a director just hit the street an hour ago. And 5 minutes later, Gould is calling up to tell me to hold everything. He get the phone, the phone, the phone, the phone.
I have it, sir.
Well, bring it here, quick.
Don't we follow plan B, sir?
What?
Me to Jones, Jones to Carlton, Carlton to Cagle, Cagle to Wojciechowski.
Oh, for the... Give me the... Hello, hello, stockholder McGee speaking. Well, what's your best offer? Hmm? Oh, it's you, Mr. Fonebacher. Yeah.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, it's our good friend and generous benefactor, Mr. J. Appleton Fonebacher, my dear.
Well, don't look at me, my boy. This idea of selling out to the highest bidder was your idea.
Just a minute, Mr. Fonebacher. You may go, boys. They may need a bellhop in some other room. You may go. Beat it.
Yes, sir. All right, men. Bout face.
Okay, okay. Don't make a big thing out of it.
Forward! March!
Wise guys. Hello. Yes, Mr. Fonebacher. Yes, I saw the papers about you putting me on the board of directors, and I appreciate it, but... You're what?
What's the matter?
He's going to put my name up at a meeting this afternoon. Got to have an answer right away. Well, look, Phony, old man. Oh, just call you J.A. Well, look, J.A., I appreciate this, but, well, I don't know just how to put it, but you've already done enough for me in the way I... The way I look at it, Molly, the Daniel Gould crowd, you know, D.G.
Yeah?
They know that Fonebacher offered me a spot on the board of directors, if he wins, so it stands to reason D.G. ain't gonna call up and offer me anything less to switch to his side tomorrow.
Sounds logical.
So, I merely told Fonebacher that he'd done enough for me and I appreciated everything, but if he wins tomorrow, just give the director job to one of his friends.
Good for you. I didn't want to influence you, but...
Of course, if D.G. don't come up with a better offer, you realize I'll shoot myself, don't you?
I've watched you shoot. I'm not worried.
Doggone it, what's keeping that Gould anyhow? I wish he'd hurry up and call back. I hope I wasn't too hasty in turning down that board of directors job. It wasn't a bad paying job, too, either. $20,000 a year.
What? $20,000?
Natch. Kind of an honorary position, of course.
Mr. Fonebacher offered you that just to keep you on his side at the stockholders' meeting tomorrow? This is amazing.
Sure.
And the other man phones and says, don't take anything till you hear from me. Oh, this is amazing.
I keep telling you, Molly, this is big stuff. $1 million deal. All them little investors are watching to see what I do. And when I get up there tomorrow, there's going to be plenty of votes riding on my coattails. And by George, that's it. That's DG. That's him. Don't be nervous, Molly. Be calm. Now, don't get excited and let him know how anxious we are.
I'm fine. You're the one that's
here. Here. Sit down here and relax. Now, I'll answer it. Hello?
Dearie, that's the ashtray.
Oh, these crazy modern...
Here, I've got it. Hello? Room 1505, 6 and 7. Mrs. McGee speaking.
Mrs. McGee, this is your room clerk. The operator is out for a moment, but your call from DG is on the line. Will Mr. McGee talk?
Who is it? Is it him? Is it him? Is it him?
Yes, Mr. McGee will take the call. Put him on. It's DG.
Give me the phone quick. I'll take it. Give me it.
Don't shove me. I want to listen, too.
Go ahead, Mr. McGee.
Hello. Hello, DG.
Hiya, Blunderbuss.
Huh?
How are things in the town they named for you, the Windy City?
Dr. Gamble.
Yep. Hello, Molly. How are you?
But you mean you're DG?
Well, certainly, stupid.
Oh.
Did you get the message I left for you? I just read the report. Don't take anything till you hear from me.
But.
Well, the reason I called, I gave you the wrong pills for your blood pressure. You know, the pink ones? They were for Toops's dog, and I don't want you to take them.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. There's something special in afternoon listening in store for you tomorrow. An unusual daytime program called It Pays to be Married. Each weekday on It Pays to be Married, you'll meet people from all over the world as they tell their warm and human stories of love and marriage. Jay Stewart introduces you to people you'll enjoy meeting Monday through Friday. People who visit the NBC studios in Hollywood to tell their stories and win some grand prizes. Everybody has a love story, you know. And whether Jay's guests are a pair of young newlyweds or a couple celebrating their golden anniversary, their story is bound to be a fascinating one, as is any story of two people in love. Sometimes dramatic and inspiring, sometimes light and humorous. The stories you'll hear every day on It Pays to be Married are grand listening. So make a date tomorrow with Jay Stewart and the married couples he'll introduce to you on It Pays to be Married. It's more proof that your best bet in weekday listening is right here, NBC Radio.
Well, I guess we've been yakking long enough, Doctor. I better hang up now.
Okay.
Give our regards to everyone back home.
I will. Bye, my dear. Bye, McGee.
Oh, he stepped out for a minute, Doctor. I'll tell him. Bye. Okay, McGee, you can come out now.
Fine thing. Shoving your own husband in the closet and locking him in. I'm going to call that lardhead back and burn his ears off.
McGee?
Saying DG is calling instead of Fatso is calling and getting me all excited.
McGee!
So... Okay. Good night. But I'm still mad. I could have had that job with...
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald urging you not to miss tomorrow night when the stockholders' meeting takes place. Who will control Amalgamated Paperclip? Fonebacher or Gould? And will McGee decide the issue? Tune in and see.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.